This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As I've said many times before, most of gun control and most everything the left wants to do is based upon a template. The things they'll come up with is arbitrary. And then when you ask them, well, tell me specifically what it is you want me to do so that I can comply, they will say, nothing. Which brings us to what we're talking about now. I think the best configuration for an AR-15 for somebody that's never used one of these things before is a pistol. Very much more so. It's more versatile that way for them. It's shorter. It's easier to bring into play. And one of the things that's made that very possible today is the SB Tactical Brace. And recently, the ATF... I don't know what precipitated this, but we're going to find this out. They looked at one gun that was set up as in a pistol configuration called the Honey Badger by a company called Q, which had an SB tactical brace on it, and decided it was a short-barreled rifle, an SBR, which makes it a NFA-controlled item, which means everybody has one of those right now, is placed in some sort of jeopardy. So let's find out what's going on. Let's find out what precipitated this. Joining me now, this is one of these things called a get in the radio industry, where something hot's happening and you get somebody that's in the middle of it, in the eye of it. Joining me now from SB Tactical is Alex Bosco. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very pleased to have you on here. This just sort of fell on my lap. If you're listening, Jared, thanks. All right. Now, tell me a little bit before we get into what's going on right now. When you came out with the SB tactical brace, when that started coming out, that sort of revolutionized the idea of a AR pistol, because an AR pistol in the original configuration has a buffer tube on it because they have buffers, and it wasn't really usable in its original configuration.
So it's not just the AR-15. I mean, it's all of those types of guns that are fairly unwieldy type firearms. Now, most people don't know, but it's the first time I'm on your show. I was overseas for about 13 years. I came back from serving overseas. I was in the military. I started a business over there. I had no idea about NSA, GCA, none of those things. All I knew is that I had a buddy that had a problem, and I came up with an idea. And essentially, what I wanted to figure out was whether this thing was legal, because somebody mentioned something about short-barreled rifles. So I wrote to the ATF. I said, hey, can we do this? And they said, listen, send me a gun with your product on it and let me know what you're trying to do. And lo and behold, back when you can actually talk to the ATF and when the ATF seemed to function, they responded in 2 weeks with a written letter saying, hey, yeah, you can do that. That is a brace. It's an orthotic device. And it allows people to fire that weapon with one hand. Now, I think everybody understood right away that it looked like, or it had the shape of, what was a stock. The reality of it is that it wasn't. It was an orthotic device that helped people fire that gun with one hand.
Right.
And you and I know that these types of guns, most of the time, are visceral purchases. So we buy it because we want it to look like something, and that's what ultimately turned out to be a fairly good investment from the beginning.
I'll say, you know, your product has sort of permeated and is used in many different products and is used all over the world. But at the same time, this began this thing with the ATF where there's been sort of like this back and forth. And along the way, I understand that you have been out there, trying to get them to come to the table and say, all right, I don't want to, I'm just trying to put something out there that people can use. How do I not run afoul of your regulations? What kind of answers have you gotten to that request?
Well, again, I think background for the listeners is important. And
yes, sir.
I think, telling them that in 2012 we got approval is important, and we got approval on several different types of braces. And what's also important is that I think everybody knows that in 2015, the day before SHOT Show and 5:30 p.m. on a Friday, the ATF posted a letter saying that if you put this braced gun to your shoulder, you've magically, redefined this thing as an NFA firearm. And I think everybody was pretty consistently upset about that. And what made me most upset is that I had developed the product. I had stuck my neck out for these hundreds of thousands of people who I've been blessed with to be customers and bought my product. And I said to myself, I'll be damned if I'm going to let this happen. And I made it my life's work from 2015. I had to beg, borrow, and steal as much money as I could to fight the ATF, to let them understand that understanding, that interpretation of law was incorrect. And guess what? In 2017, they approved me, and they said, you know what, you're right, Mr. Bosco, and SB Tactical. That was not a correct assessment, and we agree with you that you can, I think the words were, now I'm forgetting, but the 2017 letter essentially stated that you can fire it from the shoulder, occasionally, sporadically, or incidentally. Those were the three words I was looking for. And everything was good in the world again, and everybody understood, and the ATF was okay with it. Well, from that day forward, what I tried to do with the ATF, with my attorneys, was to come up with sets of standards that would be made publicly available, not only for me as a manufacturer and an innovator, but for people like you who are purchasing my product. And what I needed to know was, let me know, ATF, what you think defines a brace and what does not define a brace. What are the parameters under which I can work from? Because as an innovator, I need to know, because we're essentially law-abiding people. People of the gun are law-abiding people. We want to comply with the laws that there are because we don't want to lose our Second Amendment rights, among other rights. So I worked with them for many years, from 2017 till 2019, the beginning of it. I had been sitting down with them. I sat with the highest levels of the ATF. I brought in attorneys that I spent lots of money for these attorneys, one of which is the former director of the ATF. He was a presidential appointee, Mike Sullivan. And we tried to kind of get them to come out with these standards. Unfortunately, every time we sat down with them, it seemed like we were fighting almost. And I'm like, I just want to have standards. You guys are the regulatory agency, okay? In other words, you are the people to tell us what is the standard for this product. Well, if I don't know what it is because you're not telling me, how can I innovate and not run afoul of the NFA? And ultimately, I guess, just to kind of get to where we are today, you have an agency, okay, that has gone
to you. I'll tell you what, Alex, we're coming up on the first break.
Go.
You led us right up to that point where you're starting to lay this stuff out. Let me get you to hold right there. For more information on Alex's product, you can go to sb-tactical.com. And I think there's more information out there at full30.com regarding this stuff. So that lots of places to go to. This is one of these arbitrary fights that pops up. And this is us going behind the curtain. Because most people don't. Most information like this doesn't get out this quick, and I'm pleased to have it here. So we'll be right back. My guest is Alex Bosco from SBTactical.com. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Alex Bosco from sb-tactical.com. And he is in the middle of a flurry of activity currently. And you were giving us some background on what you've tried to do. And I had to interrupt you. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So I was trying to give you the background. I think I got to the point where we are today whereby we have an armed government agency going to a manufacturer, okay, after the company that invented this product has been attempting to, for the past several years, come up with standards. And essentially they went to this guy, and Kevin Brittingham, who's a great dude, great company, and said to him, we believe that you're making short-barreled rifles because we think that we look at guns now holistically. And we believe that this weapon was intended to be fired from the shoulder, and therefore, it is now a short-barreled rifle. They really haven't gotten into the whole brace issue. They're really just looking at the gun and saying that the gun is now a short-barreled rifle. Well, if you don't give me any kind of available standards, like you haven't, how do you expect people to follow any kind of idea of what is what? It's just, it's not.
Can you explain the whole holistically?
I can try. I can try to explain it.
Do you understand it? I mean,
I believe it. I believe that they believe what they're saying. But the problem is when you say you look at something holistically, okay, you have to interpret what they're saying. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. This is the regulatory agency. I don't need to be interpreting what you say. I need to have publicly available standards that you show me that I can abide by. And this is the biggest issue. The problem is that there are no publicly available standards. And for you to tell me, a manufacturer or somebody who's innovating, that you don't want to tell me, or even worse, which is what they told us, we'll know it when we see it, that's wrong. That should really get people riled up and angry. This is an agency that's gone out of control.
It sort of sounds like they're making it up as they go.
It's worse than that. It's certainly worse than that, because the way I see it is that you have political activists in an agency that are attempting to frustrate the president's ability to be reelected a month before an election by doing what to piss off their Second Amendment base? By telling them that Trump's ATF is going after their guns. And these are Democratic hacks that are in the ATF. That will attempt and they'll succeed in frustrating the president's ability if we don't see to be reelected if we don't see through it.
Right. Is this something that this has always been ongoing with you? Is this something that can be resolved in the month, or is this something that's just going to be ongoing just simply because of how the whole regulatory hurdles that have to be jumped around and just to get them to sit down and talk to you?
I mean, look, fortunately, I'm going to call out the NRA. I know a lot of people they got problems with Wayne LaPierre, but I've been in this industry now for 8 years. This is the first time that the NRA has gone out of their way, Jason Wiemitt in particular, to reach out to the White House and to talk to the highest levels of the Department of Justice. I've had nobody come out and help me. They are the first people to come out and stick their necks out for me. And I will tell you that at this very moment, there are people that are talking to the right people to get this situation resolved amicably, as Q put out in their statement. And I believe that cooler minds will prevail.
That's a good one. I had not heard that. That's stupendous, in fact. Let's talk about a little bit about what Q is going through. Just simply because they had to send out, I guess, they had to send out a letter to all of the people that own these guns.
Mm-hmm.
And
So they had to do that. I think that they felt that they were legally obliged to do that. because the ATF did come to them and say, listen, you have a cease and desist order. You made illegal short-barreled rifles. Well, there's a felony crime that is behind that. And what's really outrageous to me is that we discussed with the Department of Justice this standards problem back in January, okay, last year. And apparently we heard that the Department of Justice wrote a letter to the ATF and told them, listen, until you come up with standards, you are not to go out and make any crazy decisions about this brace issue. Well, if you were told by your boss to do something, why would you go out and take the armed branch of that service to go out and try and tell these people that they're doing something illegal? So there's politics going on behind it. There's a lot of fighting behind the scenes. I know that the DOJ is not happy with the ATF. I know the ATF is not happy with the DOJ. I know for a fact ATF is not happy with SB Tactical. There's a lot of politics going on, and we don't need that. I mean, this is exactly the swamp that President Trump is always talking about. This right. is the swamp.
Well, I mean, ATF is their parent is DOJ, so, you know, I don't know how that's going to play. And that's quite the little piece where they have gone straight into it with the NRA. Now, the ATF has no idea how many of these things have been sold, do they?
Yeah, they know. We sat down and talked with them. We've sold over 3 million of these. Three million plus braces are on the market at this moment.
No, not the brace, just the Honey Badger.
Oh, the Honey Badger. I think they do know. I don't know what that number is, but I would assume it's several thousand of them, I would assume.
But in your case, this jeopardizes every one of your customers in some way, shape, or form, if they're going to holistically see it, know it when they see it, right?
Well, I mean, I think we should probably, I'm going to try and tone it down a little bit. I know for a fact that this letter is looking directly at Hughes Honey Badger as it stands.
Right.
I know that they would like to talk about some of the other braces that are out there, but this is a whole new approach that ATF is taking to what they used to write in a one letter. Yes, you've made a brace, and that's the end of it. Now, it's obviously political because they're saying, what does this mean holistically? Like, what they told us is that holistically means that if you put a scope on your pistol, well, now we think it's intended to be fired from the shoulder. Well, if I put an accessory on a gun and I have the ability to go to prison because of an accessory, and that's not written in law somewhere where the average Joe can see that he's doing something wrong, that's obscene. That's un-American.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on for me just a second, Alex. We're coming up on the next break, we're talking about what's going on, this ATF arbitrary snatch, grab, political. This does smell like a political thing. This is a political thing. With Alex Bosco from SB Tactical, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there won't be any standalone bill to help America's airlines without a larger COVID relief package. At her weekly press conference, the Speaker said she won't move forward without guarantees for further relief.
If we don't have a guarantee that we're going to be helping our state and local employees, that we're not going to be able to crush the virus, that we're not going to be able to have our children go to school safely, that we're not going to have safety in the workplace, that we're not going to address unemployment, that we're not going to have them. And some of these issues, we have come to some area of agreement, but some of them we have not. But they have walked away from the whole package.
And hurricane watches are in effect from High Island, Texas to Morgan City, Louisiana, as Hurricane Delta bears down on the Gulf Coast. The storm has re-strengthened into a Category 2 hurricane and is expected to make landfall on Friday. This is USA Radio News. 13 people are now accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The group includes 7 members of a Michigan militia who are plotting what the FBI calls a violent conspiracy to overthrow certain government and law enforcement components. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan, Andrew Burge, announced some of the charges Thursday.
According to the complaint, unsealed this morning, Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Ty Garbin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta conspired to kidnap the governor from her vacation home in the Western District of Michigan before the November election.
The second highest ranked Marine officer has tested positive for COVID-19. Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Gary Thomas, tested positive Wednesday, becoming the second four-star officer to test positive this week. Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray tested positive on Monday. Members of the Joint Chief of Staff are quarantining at home out of caution after several officers met last week with Thomas and Ray. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Alex Bosco from SB Tactical. And we're discussing this little political ploy that has been put in play by the ATF. Let me ask you, this sort of seems like a stupid question for me to ask. So bear with me, please, sir.
Okay.
With the honey badger, if they took the brace off of the honey badger, then what?
That's actually a really good question, and I'm glad you asked it, because when Q went back to the ATF to ask them what they could do to make their gun legal, they said, can we remove the brace? Well, guess what the ATF said? They said, we can't tell you what to do, but no, that's not going to change it, and try again. They wanted Q to come up with solutions to the issue. Well, again, and I sound like a broken record, but that's wrong. You, ATF, are the regulatory agency. You need to come up with standards. You need to let the industry know what is and is not a brace. And what we think is, like we told you, it's not the brace, it's really how they're looking at the gun. Essentially what they're saying is that because of marketing or sights or weight or caliber, it could be a non-exhaustive list is what they told us, a non-exhaustive list of things that could make your firearm an NFA, which essentially makes people criminals, felons. For what? For something that they just came up with at the spur of the moment?
Right.
If that's not wrong, I don't know what is.
Well, it's very wrong. Okay, so once again, let me ask what I feel like is another stupid question. So what if I got out there and I wanted to design a pistol that had a flat back, a handgun that had a flat back, and that's because I only have one hand, and I'm going to take the one hand I have left, and I'm going to lay this flat back up against my chest, and that's how I'm going to stabilize the gun to where I can grip it and shoot it. Or let's say I didn't even want to do that. Let's say I had an AR-15 with just the buffer tube on it. What happens if I stick the buffer tube on my shoulder?
Yeah.
Is the ATF trying to control a physical object or my behavior? Because, you know, it's very convenient to have those things on there and everything else, but at the same time, it's designed to be strapped around your arm on your website. That's all you see. And this is sort of them reaching out and going way beyond their purview, isn't it? Because they're not actually messing with you. They're messing with the end user because they're saying, well, it's all about the behavior you exhibit when you get it.
Well, right? You know, you talked about their purview. Well, for the edification of everybody who's listening, the mandate of the ATF, one of the many, but one of the biggest ones, is public safety. Okay, tell me how accusing Q of a felony crime because of a brace that's designed and intended to help you fire that weapon with one hand is a public safety issue. And I'm going to get to it quickly because I know you got time on the show. But the only way I get to that conclusion if I'm an ATF guy is because I think that those guns are more dangerous than others. And if that's the case, essentially the ATF is pushing for they're pushing for gun control. And that's like the IRS pushing for more taxes.
Right.
It's wrong.
Well, I mean, I don't care what you put behind it, beside it, or anything else. Every gun has one characteristic that makes them dangerous, and that's that it has a barrel. And the barrel isn't plugged. So the round comes out of the barrel after it's popped out of there by that nice cartridge setup that you have in there. And it's taken off. So it doesn't really matter about all the other stuff. There's not, you know, it's dangerous because it is firing a projectile, not because of features.
Well, that's my issue here. And the thing is, we can have a whole other show about how bump stocks shouldn't have been banned. But I think if you're intellectually honest, you can say that the bump stock allows for a force multiplier by raising the volume of fire. Now, I don't agree that they were banned, but the brace is not a force multiplier. If I take the brace off of the Honey Badger, what have I done for that gun? Other than the aesthetics of the gun, how has that gun changed? It hasn't. So what's the problem? What's the public safety issue? What are we talking about?
Well, there's a train of thought out there that thinks that the bump stock was okay during the Obama era, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that this was a setup in order to go after guns with bump stocks on them because of what it actually did later on down the road. And when, you know, it was never a rule, it was always a thing. And it was just a regulation in the ATF, another ATF interpretation, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And with that going away a few years back, and all the litigation it's involved in now, I kind of feel like the SB tactical brace has been substituted in there to make it a, quote, dangerous weapon. We'll know it when we see it. That's just me thinking.
No, I know, and I think you're on the right train of thought, and I think that's the way the ATF, and it is Obama's ATF, is thinking. But I think that this time around, you know, I think that the bump stocks, there were like 50,000 bump stocks that were sold. There are, you know, we sold 3.5 million braces. I don't even know about all the other companies that make braces out there. you know, this is not a small issue, and this is not going to go away. And I will tell you from personal sources at the White House that the White House understands that they made a mistake there. That was a big mistake. The NRA understands they made a mistake, and I think they want to make up for that. And I think this is their chance, guys. I think this is their chance.
Well, I mean, for everybody listening, if you are a member of the NRA, or if you have a, there's a list that is in conjunction with this, you can go to sb-tactical.com and find their partners and look at Q. And in that, there is a you can get the list of political operators you can put out there, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senator Richard Shelby, Senator Jerry Moran, Lindsey Graham of my state, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you can start hitting them, hit the NRA, and start pushing, because this is something we can do right now. We can do it right now. We should be doing it right now. So, in any event. Now, going forward, we got about a minute left in this segment. Just so let me set this question up and hang on to that answer for me. As you go forward, are you going to indicate to them, or are you going to get the, you know, are you going to bring the NRA in and say, okay, thanks for the help. I appreciate the assist. I'm glad we got this all rolled back. I need these guys to put something in writing solid. I need standards. I'm going to comply, but I need standards. Otherwise, this is just going to happen later on down the road when it's politically expedient for them to try to throw this monkey wrench in the works.
Yeah. So in 30 seconds or less, the NRA is really helping out. They've stuck their necks out. They've pulled in the right people at the Department of Justice and the White House. And those two people who should be talking are working on it right now. We have started something called the Firearms Regulatory Accountability Coalition, or FRAC. And you can go to fracaction.org and either join or donate. But this is our sole mission, is to make sure that the regulatory agencies do things fairly, okay, and in a transparent manner so that we can comply with the law. And that essentially is the mission of FRAC.
We're going to talk about this when we get back. Why this is important. Talking to Alex Bosco. Website is sb-tactical.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Alex Bosco from SB Tactical, the pistol brace for the large form pistol. I believe that's the way they put it. And am I right about that, Alex?
You are correct, man.
There you go. So for the large form pistol, and over 3 million sold, it sort of revolutionized and created a whole new genre of weapons to be bought, and it sort of created a gateway weapon for some people that were sort of on the fence about this or that or the other. It was actually a great product to come along when it did. However, we have this thing going on with the Honey Badger, which is arbitrary. But let me ask you a question here. Simply because sometimes these bad things that happen also sort of present themselves as an opportunity. Now, you've got the right people talking to each other in the government. You've got, the NRA, President Trump listens to the NRA, he listens to a few of these guys, and he does listen to them. And they're talking to the right people and everything. On the other hand, we've had, it's for years, everybody's been like, the ATF's sort of a rogue organization. They're subject to just change the rules on you anytime. And in this particular case, they were told not to do anything regarding this. So now they have demonstrated that they are, in fact, this rogue organization out there, this rogue alphabet organization. And it's actually coming out at a time when people are beginning to look at things and say, well, wait a minute, how can this be this way and how can this be that way? Looking at polls, looking at the presidential race, looking at, looking at what's happening all over the United States with Antifa and everything else. Looking at the Democrats really hard, looking at the way they play politics, And all of a sudden, this is another example of this. Is this something that can be turned into a plus in the long run, you think?
I mean, I think whenever you bring up issues that we have in our government, it generally, in our country, it generally brings good things. There is no other country like ours. You know, you don't have what's happening here where there's open communication about serious problems in the government anywhere else other than here in the U.S. So am I positive about all of this? Yes, I feel positively about what's going on. I feel like we have problems, but the first issue you have when you have problems is to talk about them. You air them out.
Right.
And if there are people that are there that need to be removed, then they need to be removed. Or that if they need to be spoken to, they need to be spoken to. But things need to be fixed. They need to be fixed.
Well, I'm looking at this thing where they're like, well, we don't really have a set of rules. We'll know it when we see it.
Yeah.
And that right there, that's sort of the smoking gun, isn't it? You probably have it in writing in a number of different places, right? This little statement.
Well, I mean, other than that, I mean, I sat down in a meeting with my attorneys, with the former director of the ATF, with the chief counsel's office at the ATF in their headquarters, and that's when they told us this. They said, submit, in other words, kiss the ring, okay, and then we'll let you know what it is when we see it. We'll know it when we see it, which to me is unfathomable. I mean, look, businesses deserve fair and predictable regulatory and legal environments to work in. That's what they need. And if they don't have that, they run the risk of, especially in the gun industry, running the risk of running afoul of the NFA. And that has legal consequences. If we don't know what the rules are, and if the agency isn't transparent and consistent, how can we follow the rules? Again, we are gun owners. We are the most law-abiding people there are on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't they understand that?
I think they do. And I think that's the problem, don't you? I mean, when you look at this failure to, and they have two options coming out of the letter. You can either take the gun apart and put one piece on something else if you already own it, if it's already gone through the NFA and kissed the ring, as you say. Or if you don't possess something that you can put this on, then you have to basically give it away to somebody or, you know, transfer it to somebody. And then once you do that, then you have to, once you get to kiss the ring and fill out the form one. And if you don't do this, and if you get caught, I guess, if you don't do option A or option B, you're subject to a $10,000 fine and up to 10 years imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, these people are going to comply because they're not going to, you know, nobody wants to go to prison. And I think the way they've designed this is one of their features. It's not a bug. This is ambiguity on purpose to try to catch somebody or try to tear things up politically. What do you think?
Absolutely. But I will tell you that President Trump, in January of this year, implemented executive orders that were designed specifically to avoid any kind of regulatory unfairness. And essentially what he said was, when an agency takes administrative enforcement action or engages in adjudication, okay, or a determination like they call it, it can only apply standards of conduct that have been publicly stated in a manner that would not cause unfair surprise. The president wrote this. It's
right.
Executive Order 13891. People can look it up. Essentially, the president told people like the ATF they can't do this unless they let people know what the standards are. And yet the ATF does what it wants. There's something wrong. There's really something wrong here.
Well, you know, and that's I think that's why they pulled out all these stops to try to get him out of office.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the numbers that are coming out right now, and I looked at the same. I had John Lott on the show, and he was talking about the betting odds. And the betting odds in 2016 were 85-90% for Hillary Clinton. Now they're 62% for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. There is no way that he is cruising to being. He's got all kinds of problems. The Bernie Bros aren't going to vote for him. You know, he doesn't have 90% of Black America. He doesn't have 90% of Hispanic America. They know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. And Clinton has gotten out there saying, don't ever concede. And at the same time, they're like, well, we might have to remove him militarily. They know that when, basically like what you just talked about in January, what happened in January, they know that when he gets reelected, which I think the Electoral College is going to have Trump around 360, 370. I don't think it's going to be as, it is going to be a runaway. It's just going to go the other way. They know when he gets reelected and he doesn't have to worry about getting reelected again, he's going to smoke them like a Havatampa nugget.
I hope he does. I certainly hope you're right. I think it's time he drains that swamp.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for it to happen, but, you know, I'm concerned, man. I am a very concerned constituent. I told you I've been a libertarian my entire life. I voted libertarian in the last election. I'll be damned if I'm voting libertarian this time. I have to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
I will vote for Trump.
I mean, Trump is there's really no way to append a label to him because he's not a traditional politician. He never held office before he got this one. So he's used to putting up skyscrapers in New York City. He's not used to sitting around and having a committee and doing a bunch of stuff and then looking back at 4 years going, you know, I didn't accomplish nothing.
Yeah, which is why he ran into so many problems, though. Because,
yes.
You know, Obama came in and he kind of took a flamethrower to everybody and got rid of everybody and put his people in because he's a politician. Trump came in and didn't do that. He should have done that.
He didn't know what he was doing. That's, you know,
yeah.
He didn't know to replace the staff and everything else. Listen, as this unfolds and everything later on this month as we go along, as we're getting closer, I'm going to reach out to your people again. I'd like to have you back just to do a quick follow-up on this simply because this is I look at this as one of these smoking gun moments. It's like a chain on the stopper that could pull the plug and let the swamp drain. This mm-hmm. this could be one of those points on the spear. So thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you. I'd be honored to be on again. I'm here for you guys.
Thank you very much. SB-tactical.com leading the way in this fight. They are in place and they've got things happening. Go check this out. Go to Q. You can go to you can find a link at sb-tactical.com and go look at everything they're having to go through, all these jumping through the hoops and everything else. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.